Meet Mina, a young student who just wants to enjoy her lunch. But her classmates begin to ridicule her for its unfamiliar aroma as it's a dish from her family's culture and household. This story, simply titled Mina's Lunch, was spearheaded by a Port Moody-based organization that hopes to teach kids about racism, and how to accept all ethnic backgrounds. The Asian Impact Society, AICE, will formally launch its new children's book later this month in celebration of the teamwork and community collaboration. Mina's Lunch is an uplifting retelling of a pretty common negative childhood experience for many of us, said AICE director Celia Chang in a release sent to the Tri-City News. One day, Mina is eating in her classroom when her classmates deride her smelly lunch. The way this situation is handled presents a great opportunity for discussions around multiculturalism and diversity in our schools. The book is being published nearly a year after the nonprofit received a $5,000 BC multicultural grant for its development. The idea stemmed from a rise in racism and hate reports since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic as the virus was first detected in China. After receiving the funds, AICE then made a public call last September for testimonies of either racist incidents, hate attacks or acts of discrimination against local residents in seeking inspiration for the book. Stephanie Shi's submission of being mocked while eating her lunch was the unanimous favorite, the AICE explained. As a result of the project, softcover printed copies of Mina's Lunch are set to be made available for its target audience at all 46 school district 43, SD 43, elementary schools this month. Young readers can empathize with Mina's emotions as she learns about cultural differences, the importance of family and ultimately, accepting herself exactly as she is, the AICE statement added. The book also features a comprehensive discussion guide for parents and educators. Port Coquitlam graphic designer and author-illustrator Kirsten Hepburn fine-tuned the book and worked with AICE to bring Shi's story to life. Hepburn also wrote and illustrated The Lost Dumpling, a book about diversity and inclusion produced by the Asian Arts and Culture Society as part of its BC Dumpling Festival campaign. The Mina's Lunch release event is scheduled for take place March 26, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Coquitlam Public Library's City Center branch. It'll be read to those that register in advance of the free launch. For more information, you can visit the Asian Impact Society's website.